northerly. There is no word for emergency after the body wilts. Creeping willow, pillow sheet, last lamp left lit before the blizzard's heart beats out. The ghost who walks west from the lightning field walks above the frost. Skin paled as a peeled winter onion. It reveals as any mirror, making the top of a toy lake does. Black under her chin, the lost eyes lanced with light. She has forgotten how to live according to our hours. Love is only taking its sweet time to come back to us, the cold country women said, when asked how many seasons until she would return home to us again. Let us have a way to say daughter without meaning in some manner missing. And yet, last year, when the night began to disappear only after lasting first through days and days, the girl left the knot garden, chasing a fox into its shadow. Her bones were as useful in the snow as a net in wind. And by dawn, she was buried to the waist in purple rime. A child who wanders is no one's fault but her mother's, her father hissed, snow flocking on the sill like a white frock left for the iron. They passed the weeks by counting the moon as it disguised itself each time a little stranger, painting its lips. The clouds had their sad canon of storms to bring that would bring her specter. Women at the edge of the village watched how close the dirt can come to listen. Dark mantles then pierces. Even in nightmare, we comply with what the sleeping body tells us and nothing more. A thing cannot be beautiful until, like the ice crusading from the sky, it's stopped and frozen there is captive to the eye.